New York City health officials have battled trans fats and high-calorie fast food. Now they're taking on salt. The Bloomberg administration today released draft guidelines recommending a maximum amount of sodium that should be in a wide variety of manufactured and packaged foods. The suggestions aim to help reduce the average American salt intake by 20% in 5 years.
If you do it overnight, people notice the difference. If you do it gradually over 3, 4, 5 years, people don't.
Joining me to talk about Mayor Bloomberg's latest health crusade is Mark Kurlansky, author of the book Salt, A World History. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi.
Salt has long been used to flavor and preserve foods. Are we really eating a lot more than we used to?
No, actually less. I mean, in earlier times, you know, in the 19th century and in the 18th and even before that, we used to eat much more salt because most of our food was preserved in salt. And, you know, it takes really a lot of salt to preserve things, you know, when we had vegetables and meat and fish and butter and everything was in salt.
And salt, from my understanding of it, it was so so used that it became a form of currency, right?
Yeah, it was extremely valuable because, you know, before refrigeration, you couldn't have an international trade in food unless you had salted products. So salt became, you know, something that was essential to an export economy.
The problem with salt, the city and others say, is that it leads to high blood pressure. Is that a scientific consensus that you've confirmed in your own research?
It's one I've tried to confirm, but really haven't been able to. The science seems very ambiguous on this. There is this clinical evidence that people who have high blood pressure can often reduce it by reducing their salt intake, but not necessarily and not in all cases. And it's not clear on why this should be so, because theoretically, if you have healthy, well-functioning kidneys, they are designed to take care of excesses of sodium and chloride. But for some reason, some people do have these problems, either caused by high salt intake or, you know, just in some cases alleviated by lowering salt intake.
New York City is modeling its efforts on one that was done in the United Kingdom. Did it work?
Well, none of this is clear. It's not really clear that, first of all, the government can do this and, you know, that it can be accomplished by government and that, you know, if people eat salt because they like it and mm-hmm. if they want to continue eating it, they'll, you know, they will.
Is salt consumption down in England?
I'm not sure, but I haven't checked in a while. But as of last time I checked, which was, a few years ago, it was not, no. Huh.
Now, to reduce salt in muffins, which the recommendation suggests is one thing, but bacon and prosciutto, pepperoni, isn't salt a part of what it takes to create these foods?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these are things that are supposed to be salted. It's what they're all about. I mean, it's interesting that we eat these foods because these are foods that date back to a time when we had to preserve with salt, and we don't need to now. But we still eat these things because we like them.
Yeah, I could tell from your earlier comment that you think that this is. Is it that you don't think that this is an area the city should try and come in and mandate? Is this not the city's role to do this?
No, I wish the city would concentrate more on landlords and not worry so much about restaurants.
Mayor Bloomberg, though, is quoted as saying, look, the city steps in when there's high asbestos in your child's schools. He's equating high sodium intake with asbestos and other things that can harm people's health.
Well, there's a couple of problems with that. First of all, the evidence is not as clear on salt as it is on asbestos. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that we need government to protect us from asbestos. We could reduce our salt intake on our own if we wanted to.
Mark Kurlansky is the author of the book Salt, A World History. Thanks for joining us here on WNYC.
My pleasure.